Somebody like myself who had four children would be willing to go and do that type of work. But there was an issue when a full-time contract wouldn't suit me because I was providing care for my children. But I had that 4 hours where I could have provided that into that community and definitely would have done it if it was provided. And what that does, it leaves it flexible for when your children grow up, you could go into that full-time. And I think that's if that was sorted out, that could be a real game changer, because there's a lot of parents that would be willing to go into that. And if paid properly, would make it their career. If you train somebody to do it properly, it takes 2 years to actually go in, do your modules, come out of it with a good standard, and then go and do your work experience, and then you go out into the community. And you're doing that with a family. It is challenging and it's hard, but it can be done. I look at the private model, and I do believe that we're missing a trick here, because when they're charging a certain amount of money, if we paid people the right pay wage, we would attract numbers that would actually solve this issue. And I think that going forward, we need to look at that. I think if you could see the model that's in place now where there isn't that flexibility, and you could see that by taking somebody and allowing them to come in at certain times of the day, not be tied to a full-time contract, but are tied to some kind of contract that means they're going to give you part-time hours, then that will fill a gap and that will fill staffing levels. And in the long run, you will attract them to come into the sector.